Listening test 4. You will hear a number of different recordings, and you have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions, and you will have a chance to check your answers. The recordings will be heard only once. The test is in 4 sections. Record all your answers in your test book, and at the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to a special answer sheet. Now turn to section 1. Section 1. You will hear two people discussing the organization of a charity run. First, you will have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. You will see that an example has been done for you. On this occasion, only the conversation relating to the example will be played first.
Well, Jane, we've only got 2 weeks left before the run, so I really think we have to finalise the route of the race today, and the prizes. Have they been sorted out?
Yes, all done. Fiona's in charge of them. Stella didn't want this job. Now, how many runners do you estimate will register for the race?
Jane says Fiona is in charge of the prizes, so C has been circled on the question page. Now we will begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, as you will not hear the recording a second time. Now listen to the recording and answer questions 1 to 6.
Well, Jane, we've only got 2 weeks left before the run, so I really think we have to finalise the route of the race today, and the prizes. Have they been sorted out?
Yes, all done. Fiona's in charge of them. Stella didn't want this job. Now, how many runners do you estimate will register for the race?
Well, it's hard to say what the final number will be. At the moment we have 150 applicants, but I fully expect there will be 200 by the race itself. Christopher said he thought we'd have 250 by next weekend, but I think he's being over-optimistic. Let's say we'll have about a couple of hundred at the most.
Fine. I'll make a note of that. Now, where do you think we should have the first aid tent?
More important, surely, where will the starting line be?
I think you have to start somewhere that has a place to warm up. How about the town hall, as the car park there is big enough for the runners to do their exercises?
If you need a large space for the athletes, then the magistrates' court car park is a better size.
True, but the town hall is a much more imposing building and will give the event more prestige.
Actually, that's a good point. Let's start there, and then we could have the first aid tent nearby, either in Midsummer Park or even in the garden of the mayor's residence, if he can be persuaded to give his permission. Personally, I don't think he's the most charitable mayor the town has had.
I don't think you're being very fair. In fact, he suggested having the facility there himself, and we very gratefully accepted. Anyway, the caterers thought the park could best be employed as the refreshment area, as there are plenty of places to sit down. You know it has a picnic area near the Coppice Drive entrance, and there are permanent wooden tables and benches there.
You've really got on with organising this event, haven't you? But look, we should have another first aid tent somewhere on the route in case the runners have problems. A halfway point, the library or the station car park. The railway, not the police station. That would not be popular with the local constabulary, having injured runners among their patrol cars.
You're probably right. But we don't need a big tent, just a first aid point. And yes, the train station car park would be perfect. Do you think the athletes need somewhere to take a break if they're feeling weary? We could use the entrance to the library, the one next to the cinema. It's ideal, as it has such a huge portico that the athletes could relax in the shade.
Good idea.
You now have some time to read questions 7 to 10. Now listen carefully and answer questions 7 to 10.
Where should we have the finishing line? The new market?
Well, I believe it should be the old market, not the new one, as it hasn't that much space. Maybe the company organizing the food and drinks would be happier if the end of the race was in the park. That would guarantee a lot more business for them.
I don't know if we should be considering somebody's profit margin in our route planning. This is a charity run, remember?
Okay, but the caterers have promised us a percentage of their profits. So, we would be benefiting from their having extra customers.
Actually, I didn't know about that. So, let's agree to finishing in the park, and then we could have the judges presenting the prizes there.
By the pond would be nice. The press will be there, so the winners will be having their photos taken, and by the pond is such a picturesque area. Should be good publicity for us, too. We'll get some money and make ourselves more known to the public. I think this is going to be a very successful event. And the prizes are good, too. The winner gets a weekend at a Hell Farm, and the runner-up wins supper at the new Indian restaurant in Spinney Way. There are various consolation prizes, too. A book token, sports equipment, theatre tickets, and lots more.
Sounds good to me. Well, that's about it, Jane. A good day's work done. Do you want to lift home?
Thanks, Mike, but I'll walk. Must get in training for the run.
That is the end of section one. You will have half a minute to check your answers. Section 2. Now turn. You will hear a manager talking to her staff about the arrangements for a forthcoming conference. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 17. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 17.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you all for agreeing to attend this breakfast meeting at such short notice. I know it's not easy getting up so early on these cold, dark winter mornings. I'm afraid I was forced to call the meeting, as we are so far behind with arrangements for the conference on the family in the 21st century next month, that in the next few weeks we will all have to be prepared to put in a lot of overtime and be flexible concerning our working hours if the conference has any chance of success. Of course, you'll receive extra remuneration for your efforts. Now, let's look at what we have to do and I'll assign you your particular duties. Well, the main problem we've come up against is accommodation. We have none. The rooms we've been promised at the Elmt Hotel have been double booked, so we'll have to find alternatives, and quickly. We could try the Grand Hotel or maybe the Western Hotel. I'd prefer the latter as the rates are more reasonable. Lucy, you could be in charge of that and Martin can help you. Or better still, Sean. He can arrange the transport from the hotel to the conference centre and he can organise the cars to take the participants to the airport when the conference ends. We need a taxi firm with comfortable cars, not luxury ones, but they have to be well-maintained vehicles. Remember, these delegates are highly regarded academics and are used to being treated well. And Alice, can you see to the caterers? You must find out if the participants have any special requirements for their meals. Some are bound to be vegetarians. We'll have to make sure that they're provided for too. Perhaps you should check the menus. Sometimes the caterers like to experiment with rather exotic dishes. It's better if we keep it simple. Yes, plain food but tasty. And not too expensive. We have to keep within our budget. We really overspent on the last conference and we have to make up for the deficit we have from then.
You now have some time to look at questions 18 to 20. Now listen carefully and answer questions 18 to 20.
Now, on to the conference itself. The family in the 21st century. Martin will be in charge of coordinating the programme. It will last 3 days and will be quite intensive. No time for the delegates even to do any sightseeing. We're still unsure of the daily starting time. It was originally timetabled at 8:30 and then 15 minutes earlier, but it will probably be fixed at 8:45. Let's turn to day one. Dr. Elizabeth Nilsson of the University of Hagaberg in Sweden will speak at the opening session on the role of grandparents today. Quite a fascinating topic, I believe. This will be followed by an open forum with questions from the floor. After that, we'll stop for lunch. We thought we'd serve a buffet lunch by the lake in the grounds, as this would give everyone the chance to get to know each other. Then after the meal break, we're going to hear Professor Anne Stanley from the University of Sydney talk on the integration of refugee children into their new environments. She has just written a book on this subject and has been collaborating with the United Nations. We're very lucky to have her as one of our speakers. A short documentary film on this subject will be shown immediately after the talk, and at 8:00 there will be a dinner attended by the Minister of Education, formal dress required. On to day two.
That is the end of section two. You will have half a minute to check your answers. Section 3. Now turn to section. You will hear a conversation between three students involved in a research project about English language learning. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Now listen carefully to the discussion and answer questions 21 to 25.
Thank you for agreeing to help me. Now, if I can just explain what I'm doing. My name is Gilda O'Rourke, and I'm in the third year of my PhD. I'm doing some research into the ways people can learn English in Australia, and I've got a few questions to ask you, if that's okay.
Yes.
Of course.
First, the classes run by the university. Michiko, you attend the university's English classes, don't you?
Yes, they're very good. And because I'm a full-time student, they're free.
Free?
Not if you're a part-time student. But if we take exam, we have to pay exam fees.
And what exams can you do?
We do the Cambridge English exams, FCE, CAE, proficiency.
Ah, that's good. Now, when do the classes take place?
They are at lunchtimes in the library. Every weekday, I have English from 1:00 to 2:00.
What are the English teachers like?
They're very well qualified, and the university has specialized teachers to help the students who have problems with English if it's not their first language. They're all very helpful. They really care about their students.
Before the interview continues, you have some time to look at questions 26 to 30. Now listen carefully and answer questions 26 to 30.
Right. Thank you very much, Michiko. And Angelo, you study at another school, don't you?
Yes, I go to the Maxton Language School for English. It's quite expensive, but it's good. I'm pleased with my courses there.
So, how much do the lessons cost?
It's $12 an hour. It seems like a lot to attend a class with other students, but it's not as much as some schools charge.
And when are the lessons?
I only do general English, from 9 to 12 in the morning. In the afternoons, they teach exam classes. The school offers classes for all the Cambridge exams, but I don't do them. I just want to improve my everyday language.
And what about the teachers and the lessons?
I think the teachers are very good. They make the lessons interesting and they have lots of teaching diplomas. I don't like the rooms, though. There's a busy road outside and the rooms are not well insulated. It gets very noisy and cold at times.
And have either of you ever had private lessons?
I did for a while, but it was too expensive. It was $20 an hour, but you can pay anything up to $30 an hour. I did some extra practice with a private tutor when I was preparing for my exams. The lessons were good, though, and I passed. But I had to organize my own exam entrance and pay the exam fee.
Would you recommend private lessons, then?
Well, you can arrange them when you want to, but they tend to be in the evenings, and you get individual attention. So I would say yes.
But I think you have to be very careful with private lessons. You don't know if the teacher is good or not. The only way to get a good teacher is by recommendation. Even then, there is no guarantee.
No. You could spend a lot of money on a private tutor and still not pass. Actually, for me, I think the best way to learn English is to have lessons at school with some extra support and practice for oral work. You never speak enough in class. It's impossible with so many students, I suppose.
That's true. Now, I only have a couple more questions to ask.
That is the end of section 3. You will have half a minute to check your answers. Section 4. Now turn. You will hear a talk given by a technician to first-year media studies students. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Good morning to you all. Now, most of you have decided to take the photography option as part of your first year media studies course and are probably thinking about buying your cameras. There's such a range available in the stores that you must be finding it difficult to make a final selection. So, to help you, we've asked our media technician, Tony Bates, to come along today to give us the benefit of his vast experience in the field of photography. Over to you, Tony.
Thanks, Brian. Well, buying a new or maybe your first camera. An exciting prospect, but daunting too. There is such a huge variety of cameras available on the market that you have a great choice, but I warn you, it is easy to make a costly mistake. I hope today to make buying your camera less problematic and less of a headache. Of course, these days you have to firstly decide whether to buy an SLR model or the more technologically advanced digital cameras. Often your choice is based on financial considerations, as digitals are rather pricey, probably because they are a relatively recent addition to the range of cameras on offer. I expect the prices to fall in the not too distant future. Anyway, I've brought along some different models to show you and for you to get the feel of them. It's important for you to feel comfortable with your particular model. Now, the digital ones are more compact and have smaller lenses, so are easier to carry around. However, they are quite pricey. The two SLR models I have to show you are the Wilson SureShot and the Peterson FX7. which has the longest lens of the three. But it is not as large as the Wilson Sure Shot, and it is not too heavy to carry. Let me describe each one. The Rocket Digital at £950 is beyond the means of most people, but for this rather exorbitant price, you get many features of the most technically advanced camera available. It only weighs 0.5 kilo, and I like it as it's the best I've found for taking indoor shots. I've had some excellent results. On to the Wilson Sure Shot, a camera that's been on the market since I first became interested in photography, before most of you were born. Of course, the latest model has been modified and improved. This is a more accessible camera at around £200, and it has many excellent features. I've taken some wonderful landscapes with mine, so I'd recommend it wholeheartedly for wide-angle shots. You won't be carrying this one around on a daily basis because of its size. It's rather cumbersome. The Peterson FX7 at £320 is good value, as it has many up-to-date technological features. At just under 1 kilo, it is quite portable, and its high-quality lens is just as good as the less affordable Rocket. But it does have some less attractive features. The flash could be better, and the self-timer is very awkward to operate. So, which should I suggest you buy? The most expensive is often considered to be the best, and although I do think the Rocket is an excellent camera, I would not rate it as much as my long-time favourite, the Wilson. To me, this is definitely the most suitable for you students. The Rocket would be a good choice, but only if your financial circumstances allow you to purchase this luxury camera. And the Peterson is good value too, and would produce excellent photos for your assignments, even though there are some features that need to be improved. I certainly wouldn't exclude this from our choices. I do hope this talk has been of use to you. Go to the specialist stores, examine the three models, and decide for yourself. Now, if there are any questions...
That is the end of section 4. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. That is the end of the listening test. You now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the listening answer sheet. Please stop writing.